Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Inside Connection Radio, coming to you live from LA on these crisp, winter, cold, rainy days. They've been really beautiful, and we really need it. I am Dr. Craig Martin, and I'm here with my co-host, Christina Martin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about our full moon tonight, some of the astral activity we're having. I was just outside before the show, and it's big and bright and beautiful. So
yeah, I can see it right here. Yeah, I see it from this window. It's a beautiful time of the year, because this axis of polarity in the signs, whenever we have a full moon, we're working with a sign, right? It's Aquarius. Happy birthday to our Aquarians out there. We are going to be talking about Sun and Aquarius tonight. And then the full moon is always happening in the sign that's opposite where the sun is. So when the sun is in Aquarius, the full moon is in Leo. Mm-hmm. In August, when the sun is in Leo, the full moon is in Aquarius. So for people mm-hmm. who didn't know that, the full moon is always in the sign that's opposite the sun. And so this axis, this polarity that we're working with right now, tonight, today, and the rest of this week, is the Aquarius-Leo axis of community and leadership. So all leaders need a community, because otherwise they don't have anything to lead. And all communities need leaders, because those are the people that help focus the energy and the content and the vision of whatever it is that the group would like to accomplish. So there are people who take steps forward and become in charge of groups of people. And we expect and hope that those people are going to lead those groups in directions towards the light and goodness and all things peaceful and wonderful. Doesn't always happen that way, but we hope that our leaders have that kind of intention. So tell me, Christina, do you know exactly when the full moon is happening?
Yeah, it's actually going to be exact tomorrow night, the 28th, so Thursday night for us.
Okay, so great. So somewhere on the East Coast, it's also at night, and then for people in Europe, it's going to be the following morning, but essentially it's going to be tomorrow night. So if you're looking at the full moon tonight, it's just slightly off, but it is going into Leo right now. So the moon is going into Leo right now. I saw that before we started the show, and it will be in direct opposition to the sun as a full moon tomorrow night, which would be the 28th, Thursday. I like this polarity because I think that the dynamics of the group and the leader are very important. The group often establishes what it is all about, right? The group has a characteristic basically of its own. And then out of the group normally will emerge the leader. Occasionally, there are people who define themselves as leaders and then attach themselves to groups or movements. So it doesn't always happen that way. Like, for instance, you could have someone like Martin Luther King, who emerged out of a group of civil rights activists as the leader because of his powerful oratory skills and the fact that then the group empowered him to be
forward,
a role model and the leader for the cause of that group.
Right.
There are certainly other incidences where it goes sort of the other way, where you might say have someone like Donald Trump, for instance, who attaches themselves to a movement that they can identify. Now, normally, they can't really be that far off from the intentions of the group anyway, right? So they were never necessarily a part of that group. They co-opt the group because they see that the group needs a leader. And that does happen. And it's not, it's certainly not always a bad thing. It doesn't always result in, the kind of thing that we just saw in Washington. But still, this night and tomorrow night is an opportunity for us to feel our own leadership and recognize the group that we're a part of. So if you're let's say, a Democrat, then you're aligned with that. If you're a Republican, you're aligned with that as far as ideologies. And then who is your leader, like, that can facilitate forward movement for you in that way? It's a good dynamic, because collectively, right, groups would be disorganized if they didn't have somebody giving orders, right? The military has generals and people that are below that. The only reason that that happened was because George Washington was the general of the army. So when they first wrote it up, he already was the commander in chief, and he became, right. But we haven't really had very many of those, you know, real military presidents,
right.
Eisenhower was one, and he was very popular, but he came from the military and became a president. And that's really kind of powerful. The group would be disorganized. Let's say, like, any army, I'm just an example, right? But, like, it can even be like a child's classroom, to have a more banal and less violent analogy. It could be a child's classroom. It's a disorganized system until there's a teacher, right? Or a group of people who go to church or synagogue or temple to pray, you know, and then they need to have a spiritual leader to help guide them in their understanding of spiritual lessons. And all systems, it could be a hospital, there has to be an administrator, because that person directs the movements of the doctors and the nurses and the scheduling, and all collectively the people in the group need to have a leader. That's the idea behind the energy that we're in right now, because most of us have some aspect where we have leadership, whether we're teaching a class or whether we have a family. And, you know, if we take on some type of leadership role in the family, you know, taking care of the finances or creating vacations or even doing the grocery shopping for the family, those are all Leo mode types of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And the group receives that and then can also go about their marching orders, right? A mom could say, go clean your room, pick this up, do your homework. I'm going to cook dinner. Dad, take out the garbage or whatever. Like, and all then the moving parts take care of it, because it takes a village. It takes a group of people to accomplish goals.
Yes. Yeah, I do like that, because really, I mean, who's a Leo without an audience, at least, you know, like, they have to have somebody who is taking it. It's like just as important to have that community or group of people as it is for the leader. If the leader has no one to listen or follow, then who are they?
So, to direct. That's another good
to
one,
direct.
Right? So, like, and you and I both know that coming from Los Angeles, the idea of the massive production that it takes to make a television show or a movie, and you have a director, and that person is there for a reason, because they make all the moving parts go. And it doesn't, you know, matter whether you're the set design, the costume design, the actors, or whoever, all those people have to report to the director, because that person has to feel like the vision is, you know, coming forth from them, because they're the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's still a collective vision, right? You're the director, and you tell the set designer that you want them to create this, and you give them certain parameters, and then you let them do their Leo thing with their people that help them produce the set. But ultimately, that set designer has to still report to the leader of the entire system.
Yes.
And there's a cascading sense of leadership in most systems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy yells at the older brother yells at the little brother yells at the dog.
Yeah.
And so everybody wants to know where they've got leadership and where they can tell everybody else to get in line.
Yes. Follow my vision or else. Yes, exactly. Exactly. I do too. Like, I was thinking before the show about Aquarius and Leo and that access, or, you know, those two signs together. And what came to mind too was like the heart and mind. You know, we have Leo as the sign that is, you know, connected to the heart. You know, the Leos do things from the heart. They have big hearts. They love, you know, grandly, and they are, you know, they are an exteriorization of themselves, and anything that they love is part of them and heart connected. And then we have this Aquarian who is very mind connected. It's an air sign. It's all about logic and intellect and what works and what doesn't. And so it's a nice combo, heart and mind together. You know, we're working with both here. That
yes.
Fire and air energy.
Yes. I mean, that's really, I love that. Leo rules the heart.
Right. Exactly.
Leo rules the heart, and Aquarius is an air sign, so it has to do with the mind. And I think that that's a really nice way of looking at that polarity, is it's an integration of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The leader creates the passion.
Yes. Right?
The leadership energy creates the passion, because they're motivated to say, like, wow, look at who I am. Look at what I represent. You know,
mm-hmm.
Look at the power that I have. You know, I can inspire you and motivate you. And some people, yeah, definitely. I mean, Trump has Leo rising and Mars in Leo at the ascendant. There's a lot of capacity there to be a leader, for good or for bad. You know,
right.
to direct people to do bad, unthinkable things. You know, like, certainly cult leaders have done that, right?
Sure.
Whether it was David Koresh or Charles Manson or whoever, there were leaders of groups of people that did not nice things. And that also exists. But just staying consistent with the fact that Sun in Aquarius is about high-mindedness, you know, it's about finding an altruism. I think, like, Aquarian energy is about brotherhood, sisterhood, you know, community of people. I think if you're a thinking person, really a thinking, feeling person, and you saw what happened in 2020, you really tapped into it at all. If you learned any of the lessons of 2020, there were a few really good ones, but one of them was that we all should be treated fairly. We all should be treated with the same level of respect and justice and consideration, even if we're different from each other, even if we're different, like, really culturally different. Let's say, like, if you're encountering someone who's culturally different than you, that doesn't mean that they deserve any less respect or space to be who they are than you do. And for me, I know that my understanding of that concept grew this year. I mean, I think I kind of always knew it, but I believe really in that Aquarian way, that my understanding of egalitarianism, that all people are equal, which is an Aquarian, you know, ethical belief.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah. I mean, you know, across the board, across our globe, you know, COVID affected every single human body in existence of 2020, every single person that was there.
And created some substantial change, you know, some substantial changes in what was able to come to the light. You know, I mean, the United States certainly got an opportunity to see its sort of ugly racist underbelly.
Yeah.
Things that had been buried, things that had really been buried in the pre-Trump era, really came to the light. I mean, we're still dealing with it because it hasn't been tamed. It hasn't been put back in the bag.
Yes.
But it's out in the light. And unless we go back to sleep, unless we allow ourselves to say, oh, well, that happened, you know, we saw that, and then next time it's worse. I remember I don't remember exactly what year, but I would say I'm going to say 1992. I'm almost positive, but it could have been 91. The World Trade Center was attacked. It was bombed.
Oh, that's right.
Some people drove vans in, and it was the same type of attack. And mm-hmm. they drove vans in, and they tried to explode enormous vans full of dynamite in the garages near the support pillars.
Oh.
And
wow.
That was 9 or 10 years before. I remember being there. I remember being in New York at the time. And I remember my clients and friends that moved out then. They came into the office and they were like, yeah, we're leaving. We're going to Oregon. We're going to California because this is, you know, going to happen again. And like, this is just the test run. It did, you know, they knew it. And this is a similar thing to what you can see happening right now with radicalized, unfortunately, radicalized Americans who are misguided in the way in which our country assumes and delegates power. It's not the way we do it. We don't seize power here. We vote. And if you want to have power on your side for your beliefs, you vote. And if you can't find enough people to vote for what you believe in, then probably what you believe in is not really that popular.
Yeah.
And, you know, anyway, we were talking about Aquarian, and I think that you had some, you know, past first. We're going to talk about some past people, but some present people. And I think you had a small list of some maybe like interesting, high-minded people that are Aquarians. Gosh. Happy birthday again to our Aquarians.
Oh, my gosh. We have some really, 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 really good ones. We have Abraham Lincoln. We have Galileo. Rosa Parks, Bob Marley.
Bob There's Marley, just... how about FDR? He was also an Aquarius, right? And Charles Darwin.
Darwinism, yep.
Right? Those are really interesting people because they all represent some level of unique, right? Something about mm-hmm. Aquarius mm-hmm. is that they're outside the box, but all men are created equal concept that was in our constitution, our original constitutional document was certainly lived out by Abraham Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
He really fought for that conceptually, and that's sort of amazing. On the creative, you know, there's Mozart, kind of an amazing
yes.
character, very unusual, very unique. Yoko,
yes.
who's very
Yoko.
Unusual and very unique.
The author. Yeah.
Charles Dickens, the author. Good, mm-hmm. good storytellers, really good storytellers. Yeah. So I think that there are definitely some characters from history that we can see that are sort of an amazing example of Aquarian energy, right?
Yeah, it's like that innovative for their time, you know, the ahead of their time, just individualistic and progressive, you know, not really. It's kind of like a little bit of rebellious energy. I mean, Rosa Parks, that was so rebellious to do what she did. And, you know, nowadays, like we live our lives by that. But back then we weren't, that wasn't a collective thing. So, that's Aquarius right there.
Yeah, exactly. And then more of the, you know, the modern people, I think some of the most famous certainly include Oprah because she again has that same, philanthropic, but trying to provide information to the masses, people who are somewhat unusual, someone who are a little bit outside the box. Other famous Aquarians and happy birthdays go out to Alicia Keys.
Elijah Wood. Got Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington's amazing. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, they're very interesting people. I think that that Aquarius energy provides a lot of uniqueness because they're kind of quirky. Aquariuses are kind of quirky. It's one of the things that they kind of like about themselves. Ashton Kutcher also, happy birthday.
Something we like about them too.
Yeah.
Uplifting too.
Yeah, and it's sort of the antithesis of the Leo energy, right? These people are not necessarily hogging the limelight. Not that Leos do that, but they do. And they receive their fame in a kind of a different way. It's not the same as the way that the opposite sign does, right? That the Leos are often like really looking for the spotlight, and yet the Aquarians are attracting the spotlight for their values and community work and community efforts and the way they contribute back socially. I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I like full moon times also because in everybody's chart, it represents a peak. Right, a peak of a certain kind of energy, because now after tomorrow night, then the moon will start to get smaller and we'll be going back into the new moon cycle. So the last 2 weeks have been a period of growth, and a full moon is an opportunity for us to find the maximum, the largest amount of growth in this energy of Leo, to be able to really see the way in which we shine and be able to bring that energy out publicly if we want to, or in some creative way as part of our legacy. It doesn't have to always be socially.
Right. Exactly. Exactly that. And then with that, with all, we have so much Aquarian energy too. I don't know if you saw, but we have the Sun and Jupiter and Saturn and Mercury all in Aquarius. So we have a lot of Aquarius action happening, and it's going to continue to happen. But, the Leo full moon's shining some light, giving some light to those as well.
Yeah, one thing that we haven't really discussed in this show, but that's happening in 2 days, is that Mercury is going retrograde in Aquarius. So we're having a retrograde start, which will probably be part of our conversation for next week. But everybody needs to prepare for this one, because it's, again, the review of the group. And there are some really dynamic, convergent energies out there. There are definitely opposing groups of energy that are very much in a not battle, but conflict with one another.
Yes.
The energies are opposing enough that they have a very hard time finding common ground.
Right. And Aquarius is all about the common ground. Aquarius is all about including the, quote unquote, outsiders, or, people that are, again, quote unquote, different than you. So I think it feels like a good time to have, a review of these different groups and trying to find, hopefully, a common ground with us. We can get through COVID, we can get out of COVID together rather than separately. That's the goal. I think with some of these, like vaccines, for instance, are we going to wait for everybody to get out of it together? Are we going to give, certain groups that are deserving of it more, do they get it first? All that.
Who's deserving of it more?
Well, I the people that have.
Did you mean like
the
old people?
Workers?
Oh, the frontline workers.
Got it.
Yeah. That's for sure. I mean, ideally what's going to happen is that some level of normalcy will return, and we'll be able to go back to concerts and restaurants and crawl all over each other like we used to do, pushing through crowds of people at a bar once most everybody is vaccinated by the end of the summer. Because if you knew you were going into a bar full of crowded people and most everybody, let's say, was vaccinated against the coronavirus inside the bar, then nobody would really have to worry. We could be, the vaccination creates herd immunity.
Right.
And so once generally all people are immune from getting it, then it won't really matter. And anybody who hasn't gotten it by then and then get sick and dies, that'll be on them. it'll be their own fault. You know, the government won't need to continue to regulate who stays open and who doesn't stay open and stuff like that. When we don't have a vaccine, the government has to step in for our safety. By the time 75% of people in the country are actually vaccinated and we're close to, you know, what the epidemiologists say is a herd immunity number, that's it. The government can completely back off. There's no reason for them to interfere with the economic model anymore. And yes, I can see that being a part of the the Aquarian transition. And thank God we have new leadership, you know, thank God we have new leadership, any leadership on this, because it obviously was way above, you know, Donald Trump's capacity to handle it. He abandoned it. He completely abandoned it. There was no federal guidance and no federal leadership, and it was always going to be like that. From day one, we were in grave danger, and, you know, and thank God it turned out to be a pandemic instead of, you know, an armed nuclear conflict, you know, like, because he wouldn't have known what to do in any of those circumstances. Hmm. Do you hear me? Hmm. Okay. I think Christina Martin's audio went out, and I think it might have to do with her internet. So sorry about that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wrap up the show. And sorry about that, guys. I think we're having a little bit of a technical glitch, which is interesting. I'm Dr. Craig Martin. You've been listening to The Inside Connection. I hope you guys enjoy the full moon. It's certainly a time to capitalize on creativity and leadership and find the group and who you might want to be connected to and where you can let yourself shine inside that group. We'll see you next Wednesday, and we'll be talking about the Mercury retrograde. And until then, I hope you have a really nice evening. For Christina Martin, I'm going to say bye-bye, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.